Taking a look first at your local and regional news. Five seniors from the Unionville Sebring Area School District attended the GTC Academic All-Conference Awards Banquet. The students in question who attended the banquet were Sully Linsner, Taylin Sutherland, Gabby Crum, Kalea Vela, and Sophia Wanless. District officials are quite proud of the accomplishments that these students have gathered. And another local and regional news for today. State Representative Greg Alexander of Carsonville will be meeting with constituents in Bad Axe, Marlette, and Sandusky. On Friday, April the 26th, Alexander will be at the Bad Axe Airport at 352 Thompson Road in Bad Axe from 9 to 10 a.m. Alexander will be at the Sandusky Airport at 1213 North Sandusky Road in Sandusky from 11 a.m. to noon on Friday, April the 26th. And then on Monday, April the 29th, he will be at the Marlette Township Hall at 6725 Airport Road in Marlette from 9 to 10 a.m. An appointment to meet with the representative is not necessary if you still wish to speak with him. Those who are unable to attend but still want to speak to Representative Alexander can still call his office directly at 1517-373-1791. Or you can send an email to gregalexander@house.mi.gov. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. An Arizona grand jury has indicted former President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, as well as his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others for their efforts to use fake electors to try to overturn Trump's loss to Joe Biden in the 2020 presidential election. The indictment released Wednesday names 11 Republicans who submitted a document to Congress falsely declaring that Trump won Arizona in 2020. It also says there are seven other defendants whose names were not immediately released because they had not yet been served with their respective charges. Trump is described as an unindicted co-conspirator. Trump has argued that he cannot be prosecuted for such acts that he committed while serving as president. And another national and international news. Police have tangled with student demonstrators in Texas and California, while new encampments sprouted at Harvard and other colleges as school leaders sought ways to diffuse a growing wave of pro-Palestinian protests. At the University of Texas at Austin, dozens of local police and state troopers formed a line to prevent students from marching through the campus Wednesday, eventually clashing with the protesters and detaining multiple people. And at the University of Southern California, police removed several tents and got into a tug-of-war match with protesters before falling back. The actions across the United States came after Columbia University averted another confrontation between students and police earlier in the day. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Sumerian news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.